Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Anyway, our drive moment. What would surprise your younger self most about your life right now? So if your 10-year-old munchkin or munchkin self could see you today, Akubona today, what would they be proud of? What would surprise them most about your life now? This hour, we reflect on our journey, our growth, and the achievements our younger selves couldn't even imagine. That's a very
mouthful, hey?
It's a mouthful.
I think for me, it would definitely be the work I do now.
Well, what do you do?
You call it a hobby, it's still work. I had thought I was going to be an academic. I was going to be in an office. I was always going to be wearing power suits. I would be doing very formal jobs.
But you used to do that.
I did.
Yeah.
But that is why my younger self will be shocked. Because that my path felt like it would go in that direction. Even studying, I think I would have studied even more. You know what I mean?
Rau delay and
Nellis Kum. No, it's not even a delay. It's a different path. Not at all. I don't think it's a failure at all. I just think my path is different to what my younger self had envisioned.
Sure.
You know, so the success is still success, but it's a different type of success.
Yeah,
my mom thought I was going to be a lawyer. My mom would tell you, even when I went to when I was about to go to tertiary, I thought I was going to be a CA.
Well,
so all those professions.
Well, what I know about you and some things that you we've spoken about you growing up was that you were always opinionated.
Yeah.
And that's why the family thought, wow.
What a lawyer.
What a lawyer.
What a lawyer. Can you throw a lawyer off the airwaves?
Yeah,
I think it's a beautiful surprise, but it's a surprise nonetheless.
Growing up at Tembis and in the environment that I grew up in, especially in the strat, not the home environment. Home environment was great. My mom was working, but the influence, the strat, would not allow me to be here. A 10-year-old Skumba would not believe Guti. We've made it to 44. Because chances are I should have been in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are I should have been dead.
Mm.
Or super drunk somewhere in Mplomekonin. But with the circumstances that I was facing Ekasi growing up, whether it be the influencers strutting, whether it be my friends, some of them, so I'm so kind of boy.
Mm-hmm.
And having a solid home, where I know man having your kanga, man buying your children do. And looking at myself right now at 44 and having everything that I have right now, I think my 10-year-old Skumba will be not even proud, will be shocked.
Yeah.
How did you reach that age? Because in every 10 friends in Kurenab, I can tell you now that 5 of them are dead, 3 are in prison, and 1 who call in a castle somewhere, life are eco-grand.
Yeah.
And it's not a good thing. And it's not something to be proud of at the same time, because you're like, even Kulela, yeah.
Your environment should have condemned you.
No, my environment was never allowing me to be anything, Jay, life in. Like I was supposed to grow up, be a disappointment to my family and my mom, and go to jail or die. One of the two. Hmm.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you grow up in the township, and a lot of people always had this impression of Gauteng, when you are in Johannesburg, you're exposed to so much. I think during apartheid, we were actually in a small prison. You could only either go to school, only have access maybe to, if you're talking about the suburbs, only to town. So knowledge was scarce. Like, we didn't know much. There were no libraries. You couldn't read. But I know, I think since the age, I mean, as early as I was 10, I knew I was either going to be a broadcaster or I was going to be a soccer player.
Really?
Those were the two things that I knew I was going to do later in my life. But how it happened at such a rapid pace, it's still unbelievable. Even the 10-year-old will say, how did you do it? Because, you know, you grew up in Soweto, there's poverty. You don't have access to books. You don't have access to the library. But there was a light. I had a certain light in me because I remember when I was at school, a lot of the guys, my friends that I went to school with, they were dropping out from school because of corporal punishment. You know, corporal people, you know, when you talk about corporal punishment, people laugh. I'm talking about a teacher who walks into a class and says to you, what is a hermaphrodite? You are 11 years old, you're growing up in Soweto. And if you don't have the answer, they beat you up. So a lot of kids, guys that I went to school with, dropped out. But I was like, God help me. Let me at least finish matric. Let me finish matric. And then, you know, we'll see after. But on the other side, I was chasing the dream of being a soccer player. That's why I always tell you how I used to train with Moroka Solos. Obviously, to a lot of people, it's like, well, Hafa, you're a DJ. You know, there's no way that you played soccer. But I did. And yeah, I had two choices. I used to tell my mother, either I'm going to be a superstar soccer player or I'm going to be on radio. And yeah, God willing and the ancestors willing, I ended up being stuck with you.
Fantastic.
I ended up being stuck with you. And I'm not having a great time. I'm having a time that is good.
That's good.
So yeah, that's what we were talking about today. What would surprise your young ass? Like, serious. Like,
what I always do.
And it's the first time. For the first time for now. I don't know what happened.
I'm listening.
They're giving us attention.
I'm intrigued by the stories. So I'm really like, you know, listening.
Yeah, so yeah, it was really crazy. I mean, like, me growing up in the township, and every time I would say to my family, I'm going to be a DJ, but there was no one in my family who had any experience of being in broadcasting. And I think the entire Pimville erupted when I went on air. Do you know what I mean? It was, yeah, just unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, I'm done talking. I'm exhausted.
What would surprise your younger self most about your life right now?
063-688-0959. For me, I was aiming his studio. Indeling is sticking eye right now. That I can't comprehend even myself. Indeling is sticking eye and I can't stand in and is talking. I don't know. That's the thing with my younger self.
Yeah, okay. Back on about your live studio. We were stout. Maraba strict.
Yes, Ayanda. Young Ayanda, looking at you now, what would you say?
I think they'd be surprised that I don't really enjoy sweet things that much anymore. That used to be my thing, man. I used to have the biggest sweet tooth any day of the week. Now and outside of any other impact, I'm just like, yo, this is so sweet.
Maro privileged. What are the problems?
Sweetness.
Yeah.
Get a 2009, guys.
I was in a party. Corporal punishment.
What's that area, man?
Robben Island.
No,
Robben Island
in Rivonia. In Rivonia, where they still can't find Mandela's gun, man.
Yeah, man. What's that place?
Say it.
Lily's farm. That's right.
Oh,
thank goodness. Dessert, guys. Dessert.
Dessert is your biggest issue.
Makumalo.
A ten-year-old
self.
How my 10-year-old self to me? Would be like, oh, lele. See your life.
Man, what would surprise your 10-year-old self?
Because my 10-year-old self thought at this age I would own an island. I would be flying helicopters. I would have, you know, I would have achieved a lot.
I know we need to go to you. Do you think maybe you're being too hard on yourself? Looking around right now. You're one of the few ladies that says, Bane Inkomo.
She owns the farm, guys.
She owns an entire farm.
Don't you think you're being a bit hard on?
I think my 10-year-old self expected more.
an island.
I think your 10-year-old self also was living in some fantasy.
Don't they all 10-year-olds live in fantasies, though?
We regret.
What would surprise your younger self most about your life right now? We got your voice notes.
What my younger self would be surprised by the most is the fact that I have kids and I got married and I'm a mom. And I think they'd also be proud of the fact that I'm a great mom to my three girls. And with everything that I have gone through, I've remained resolute and resilient. And I'm raising rock star daughters. Yes, I think they'd be very much surprised by that. I never wanted kids, so yeah. That would be a huge surprise.
You know, the 14-year-old me would be very proud of what I'm doing right now. I play drums, and sisebancane, we had a little band, like sisebancane 14, 15, we had a band, and njalo masisontweni sodlala, we'd go on stage as if we're going to the big stage, you know, we'd walk the walk. Masisodlalela, a very big artist. Meanwhile, we're part of the worship team. Fast forward to many years later, that dream has become possible. I've played with Major League, I've played with DJ Cleos, I've played with DJ Fresh. On a young me would be very proud of what I'm doing right now.
A much of myself will be so proud of me now, because when I was young, everybody keeps on oppressing me that I will never make it in life. At school, they didn't believe me that I will make it on education. I end up believing it. I gave up, gave myself to alcohol, and I woke myself up, and I pushed in the space of 5 years. Now, I'm successful.
I mean, my younger self will be shocked that I'm faithful to one woman. Faithful, special. Nick, that guy will be shocked. I'm so relaxed like this. I'm very chilled.
Love your honesty, my guy.
Big pan.
I think the younger person will be very shocked with hey, person when? There was person schooling. You know that person who got me school, Amantoma Zonadelu person.
What do you mean?
Some school on T because of Pasani, Panaka Kati, who to Tatalo or Dadalo.
Oh my word, Pasani.
Imagine.
Pasani. Now relax.
And all focus.
Chill.
Good day, Drive Team. Your topic just got me thinking. And the story that Skumba is talking about just made me think how far we've come as black people. But personally, I think my 10-year-old self would be disappointed. And I'm saying this, and I think I've done fairly okay, you know, but I honestly thought, by now I'd be driving a Ferrari, guys. Yes, I thought I'd be doing my own thing, driving a Ferrari and a Lamborghini there. But yeah, as life would have it, hey, things worked out differently. But yeah, progress nonetheless. So we keep trying. Hopefully that Lamborghini is still coming.
For me, people always perceive me as this good girl from primary school or high school. I wanted to be a politician. So yeah, and then now when people find me at Groove, they're like, what are you doing here? It's like I'm not supposed to know Groove or whatever. It's like I'm supposed to be umamfundisi, you know? But yeah, I'm not doing what I wanted to do. I just have a job. It's not a career, but yeah, life is okay, guys.
Growing up, you know, we used to watch Malum Clan playing soccer in Pimville. I'm from Zone 1. The first time I saw him play, it was where they have Grace Bible Church now. There used to be a soccer field there. And we used to watch him play. And the Matala can play. I can vouch for him when he says he was with Moroka Swallows. That Matala could, maybe can still play football.
With me, the 10-year-old in me, I think is very proud that over the years, I have become so confident in myself and what I do. You know, I can stand in front of the crowd and address them confidently so and present confidently so. So wherever this 10-year-old is sleeping, she's very proud wherever she is to say, yeah, you know, we've been shy and less confident and speak when spoken to only, but right now, but you need to time me when I speak because I can go on and on and on.
So 10-year-old me would be shocked that I'm in this industry I'm in or the career I'm in because I've always been a shy, reserved person, but now I'm outspoken, I express myself. Like, my man, I'm adventurous. So 10-year-old me would definitely be surprised at the kind of person I am now, who is outspoken and jinkulile, man.
The 10-year-old me would not believe that I'm actually a very active and present father. You know, growing up as someone who'd never had a father or who didn't have a father who's active, who does have a father but who's not active, and becoming the total opposite is actually always shocking. It always shocks me. I'm just like, how am I even doing this? Because I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it and I'm doing it well. So I think for me that would be my shock as a 10-year-old.
What would shock the 12-year-old me would be the relationship that I have with God and church. I used to have a very solid and tight relationship with God and church. I used to be a church girl. I used to revolve my life around church. I used to plan my weekends around church as a younger me. But unfortunately, I was bullied by adults out of church. But if I were to give the 12-year-old me advice, it would be that instead of running away to God, run to God.
Hey, family. Ukuba u taxi driver sikhule ngokuthi di taxi ngabolayanwa Gauteng ngabolayanwa. I didn't see myself for one day ke tabe ke le mona. Hey, life man.
Yo nami yo. When I was young, I was a naughty boy. So Marlene no yana mana ya gambona my bra. You ke strictly lele la utsusa. Kore I don't tolerate noise. Kore a ke tlele rase my bra you nna ke sa u. Yo so ke bona last bone ya ga you ke a shulu a ska ba tsana le nna ngwana. Ngwana a ska ba tsana le nna batho ba mudim.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Pamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.